Silence is gold. It is said speech is silver and silence is gold. We were sitting in silence, experiencing the value of gold. Do we want silver? But when we speak about the silence, then it is not silver, because we are going to speak to experience the silence. Then it works like diamond. To experience, to explore, to experiment the different aspects of silence. How is silence experienced? What is the power of silence? The laboratory of silence is our own mind. The state of introspection. Turning within. Turn within. And when we turn within, our attention is automatically focused or directed inwardly, the inner powers. Introspection and extrovertness are two different terms, Bahar Mukta and Antar Mukta. It's a very beautiful word in Hindi, Antar Mukta. One meaning is that this face, the characteristic of the face, means sense organs. The organs which can sense, the eyes, see the color, the ear hear the sound, the tongue taste the sweet, the taste or sound, speech. So all these are the things which are extroverted. These organs of the face hear, smell, speak, taste, touch from outside. The outside things go in. But when we turn within, then it is the inside things come out. The inside senses, the inner powers, seeing the beauty of the self, experiencing the power of virtues and values, expressing outside without speaking, is called silence. Silence, the essence comes out. Extrovertness, essence goes in, becomes a tree inside. A tiny little thing goes out, inside becomes a jungle. In extrovertness. But in introvertness, everything is transformed. Gross things are made subtle. Impure things are purified. So it is in the state of introspection you can see the contrast are body conscious and soul conscious. Is antar means a difference of silence and sound. In the state of silence, everything becomes very still, just like the water. When there are waves, and if there is some rubbish in the water, you cannot see your face, you cannot see the reflection of outside in the water. But when water is clean and still, you can see the reflection of high big buildings, you can see the reflection of the sun. If the day is still, the moon, the daylight, you can see the reflection in that water. Trees around the tree on the Ganges of the water, you can see the reflection. So it's the in silence you clean your inner self. Conscious is cleansed. And so silence is a mirror, very powerful mirror. Mirror does not speak, but you stand in front of a life-size mirror or even a small mirror. A mirror tells you without speaking, where is the spot, where is the something wrong on your face. You do not fight with the mirror. You do not react to the mirror, but you act positively. If there's a spot, you immediately saw and you want to wipe it out. And so mirror told everything in silence. So it is the power of silence that tells us our both things. The mirror doesn't only tell the bad things on your face. Mirror also tells you how decorated you are, how accurate your tie is, or how accurate your sari is, or your scarf or shawl is. It's impartial, it's non-judgmental, and yet giving very clear vision. That is what happens in the state of introspection. Introspection is that you turn within and you inspect yourself. You check your own thoughts. You go deeper. What are you feeling about? What are you thinking about? And in silence is the realization and the power of transformation. It's the power of purification. Baba said, when you are introspective, what is happening that increases the power of silence and generates the vibration of silence is that you are not wasting your energy. In silence, the sense organs are turned within. If there is the like power to withdraw. Now this, you have the picture of eight powers. And one of the The power is called power to withdraw. It's like a tortoise. It's when tortoise walks, the limbs are outside. And when tortoise is sitting, is not walking, the limbs are inside. And lifespan of a tortoise is very long, 200, sometimes 250, 150 normal. And the skin is so strong that even a heavy vehicle passes over this creature. It doesn't hurt him. The energy. So it is long life and at the same time strength within the self. And so this power of silence is that the energy is not wasted. Through introspection means the detailed expansion is just merged into essence. When we are talking, we can expand into a great deed of expansion and we can tell stories after stories. And you would have noticed an experience, if you are practicing silence, the day of silence, these organs automatically turn within. Means you have the power, natural controlling power. People want to talk to you and your silence, instead of opening your mouth, your lips open and you smile. With smile you say, I am in silence. You do not even say, I am silent, but the smile says, I am practicing silence. And the other person, the talk that person was going to spend 10 minutes, you saved his time and you saved your time. So you helped his to keep his mouth shut and you helped your ears not to be hot. Because when you hear the news, then the inner machinery begins to work, imagination. This would have happened, that would have happened. And then inside, the thought feelings become very fast and you begin to check and see what is happening. And so then vision is also of what you have heard. On that information, then the eyes are also trying to see. On the basis of information, you begin to see what was told. Yeah, is this right? Or you want to prove or disprove. So internally, you begin to become a lawyer. And so if this happens, the energy is wasted. And so maybe the mouth is not speaking, but the mind starts speaking to the self and speaking to others. But when we are introspection, the introspection is that mind speaks to the self and brings in essence and you begin to experience man, mana, bhav. So mind turned towards the self, the nature of the self, of silence. And when it is turning to the self, because it is the nature that you are experiencing, you are focusing on the quality of your peace. With peace that you go into silence. So there's one is the silence of the atmosphere. That is different. The silence of the atmosphere is created by nature. You go in the mountains and say, oh, it's very good, it's beautiful silence. But the deep silence based on introspection is different. You go in a garden, it's a nice fresh atmosphere and no one is there in the early morning. You say, oh, it was very silent. So silence, one aspect of silence is connected with the matter, with the nature. Then peace is connected with the thoughts of the soul. And then when you become full with that peace, that is a different kind of silence. That is the power. That silence is a mirror that speaks to you. Speaks to you of your specialities or your weaknesses. And so this silence is a mirror. Because then it is then you realize when the power of virtue is there, in introspection, you face your weakness, you are not depressed. When the power of virtue is not there, and you only realize your weakness, the weakness then makes you depressed. You lose the confidence. And so introspection is to inspect inside, and also at the same time, focusing the mind on Baba, bringing the qualities within the self. And so you become the reservoir of silence. So it is this inner reservoir of silence is that you turn within and it becomes source, like something is springing up. Something is deep within. It's our original, our eternal qualities. And that is what it is, the introspection. Mind is now focusing the internal qualities of the self. Antarmukta. You see the contrast of sound which disturbs you and the silence which gives you power, gives you happiness. And so then this silence is filled with peace. That is what it's called, deep silence. And in that deep silence, you begin to taste the sweetness. So sweet silence. Deep silence. Sweet silence. This filled with stillness. And because it is filled with the power, not only peace, it is the power of purity. The power of the truth, of the true nature of the soul. And so love is filled in it. So it is not dry peace. It is not dry silence. It is not dreadful silence which creates fear. No, it is the silence which opens the inner qualities, the inner reservoir. It brings us to the closer to the supreme, supreme silence, perfect silence, blissful silence. Because then it begins to generate not only the vibrations, but then outer atmosphere as well. So then the silence of outer atmosphere, the outer nature and the inner nature are just like the same quality. Vibrations are completely generated. It's not a visible thing. It's you are not doing anything. Baba says that the yogis just sit in silence and they generate, they do tapasya and the atmosphere becomes very powerful and you can feel miles and miles that atmosphere is spread. So they are not visible sitting, but their power is visible, the atmosphere is created. So this is the power of love. In introspection, in the state of introspection, it's the mind and intellect Intellect is also now understanding, yes, this is the silence of the soul world. It's the bodiless stage. And when I am in bodiless stage, then no organs of my body having any influence on my mind. It's like dead silence. Not a dreadful silence, but completely detached. Just like when the soul is detached from the body, separate from the body, the ears are there, but you speak or praise or beat the drums or play the music, the ears do not hear, the eyes do not see anything, the organs are not influenced. So it is in that stage, just like the soul I am, that introspection, the introverted inside, so it is that here it has become the power, the beautiful experience of realization of belonging to Baba and the relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul and the realization that I, the soul, am resident of the land of peace. So this home and father, this relationship becomes like the guards. Just like immigration office, no? No unauthorized thing can come in. It's automatically, the other things are shut off. When you are detached in the soul, when you are sleeping, for example, when you are in deep sleep, the soul is in the body. But in deep sleep, somebody is moving in the room, or somebody is standing, or sometimes some are whispering. You don't hear. You are not dead. You are in the body. But that time, because of tiredness, the soul is detached from the body. But here it is with the joy, the soul is attached to Baba and experiencing this, the sweet silence of the soul. And that's my restroom, rest home. It's nirvana. It's beyond sound. When we are in nirvana, we do not experience what is nirvana, what is beyond sound. But in introspection, in introvertness, we experience what is nirvana, beyond sound. And also, nirvana means beyond any attraction, any influence, any temptation, any desires. So even if you are hearing, but it does not tempt you, because you are internally satisfied. When you are really in a nice food, and you are fully satisfied, excuse me, then somebody brings very nice thing. For example, you like rasgulla, or you like gulab jamun, you like. But you have eaten so much, and then somebody brings ice cream. You say, no, I am so full. It doesn't tempt you. Rasgulla, gulab jamun, no, I am eaten so much. You even heard gulab jamun, ice cream, but after this satisfaction, there is no temptation. So inner satisfaction stop the temptation. So this is also this inner satisfaction. I have everything. I have Baba. I am in my home. I have everything. And so then this introversion, introspection, is generating the energy in the atmosphere, because the love is mixed in it. The relationship with Baba is not silence by force, no. It is the silence, getting lost in love, the ocean of peace. It's the fire of love is generated. It's not visible, but it is just like, see, when you burn a wood, a piece of wood, when it is in water in it, it's not dry, little bit wet, you burn. It creates fire, it creates heat, but it creates smoke with it. And it's not comfortable. When the wood is dry, then you burn it. It burns very quickly and it creates sparks. The fire also is making little bit sparks around here and there. There's no smoke. And when it's completely burnt, what is left? Only the warm atmosphere. And so when there's little bit attachment to temptations, to sound, to extrovertness, then you are trying to meditate, trying to be still. A little bit pain is there. Little bit smoke hurts the eyes. Little bit difficulty is felt. When detachment is there, it's great joy, sparks are moving and they're fast. But when you become completely the embodiment of silence, it's just the atmosphere. And that is what Baba says, you become the magnet of peace. That silence attracts others, because whoever comes immediately feel that they want to be pulled, they want to come into that atmosphere. Another type of silence is, Baba says, you become the reservoir of peace, and you will see the souls are thirsty. Thirsty souls, they are thirsty of peace, and they like then even a few words what you would speak in the state of silence will give them satisfaction. Those words will become the words of blessings. So what has come from inside is purified and gives power to others. In extrovertness, a lot comes from outside, disturbs inside. But in purified state, what comes out, outside people are disturbed, they get the power to be peaceful. In extrovertness, what comes from outside create dissatisfaction. But in introvertness, what comes from inside brings satisfaction to others, comfort to others. So this is why in silence, the first you become Roop, in other words it is called Roop and Basant. So Roop means the embodiment of silence, the practicing knowledge and yoga. I am a soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I, the soul, a child of God. I am. very fortunate soul. I belong to the deity religion. I am an elevated soul. Thoughts, understanding, acceptance of that understanding, that knowledge, creating the feeling by accepting this is what I am, because Baba is telling me that you are my child. I don't need a proof. I never asked the proof from my parents that really, truly I am your child or not. I believed. This is my mother, this is my father. They told me you are Hindu, they told me you are Christian, you are Muslim. We believed that. Yes, this is my religion. Whole of our life we practiced the same religion what our parents told, we never questioned. Even we did not practice. You see, I do not practice, but this is what I am. We believed. My parents told that, yes, your grandfather had a property and it's a big garden outside the village. And this castle, that was from your great-great-grandfather. And we believe, yes. And with great intoxicants. You see this castle, that belongs to my great-great-grandfather. Didn't get any proof. Now it doesn't belong to anymore. And yet have the intoxication. And Baba is telling me that you belong to the deity religion. You are the soul who played the hero role. You are the soul who came from the soul world. Even in the soul world, you live so near to me. And even in the soul world, you are also this rosary, the garland of lights. You are so near. And then I don't believe that I am. So this is influence of what we are seeing from extrovertness. But when we are introverted, you begin to feel, believe this what Baba said. And then let this thought, in introspection, inner, create feeling, positive thoughts, the inner energy will emerge. Like, you just, it might be sometimes it is not a reservoir, it's only a well. But drink that much water. If it is not a reservoir, dig a well. And it happens when you dig a well, what happens? There is a water deep in. But when you dig, what happens? Only the dust is coming and stones are coming. There is no trace of water. You dig a little bit more. Dust and little bit water, like moisture, little bit wet. Mud is visible. Dig little bit more, it's dirty water. Dig little bit more, it's more deeper water. Dig more, clean water. And so introspection is digging a well. For some it is a digging well. And those who are constantly then enjoying, for them it's a reservoir. You don't have to make effort. If you are extroverted, introverted, then it is like digging a well. But still you will get something. But the spring, the reservoir, automatically emerging without digging it out. And that is what Baba says, have a faithful intellect, have faith in you. So both things are needed. Create positive, pure, powerful thoughts. So it means the mind is speaking to the self. Mouth speaks to others. In introvertness, the mind speaks to the self. Extrovertness, the mind speaks to the mouth, to others. And that's called man mana bhava. Turn your mind towards me. First to the self. Then it is tuned with the quality of the self. And it became busy. It begins to enjoy. When it is tuned, it begins to listen to inner silence. Then you can hear the silence. Means you experience the silence. It's not that silence is shouting, but you really, it draws your attention. Hear means you listen to, means you pay attention. It draws your attention. The quality draws your attention. Yes, it is. You experience silence. And then more and more, it's just like emerging, increasing that energy. And so then wherever you will go, others will also feel that, and you will also take that qualities naturally from others as well. It is just like when you, once Baba said that you see, the power of peace is such that it's just like it, even your thoughts will give the message to others. You don't need to speak because thought is powerful, and this you become messengers. Baba said that like a firefly, this firefly flies from one place to another, and everybody's attention is drawn towards that firefly. And so here you, in a state of peace, wherever you would move, they would think it is that the messengers of peace have come. The incarnation of peace has come. So every day in the morning, from Amrit Vela, it is just like invoking that energy. I am incarnation of peace. I am a messenger of peace. And then that power, this power of peace, when we are experimenting in ourselves, then everything brings into essence, means it reduces. When we are experimenting this, we can see all these, all dadis or baba or mama, they experimented this power of silence on the body, mind, was very visible, no? This the practical jewel, no? With roop, they became basant, no? As I was speaking about, when we become the embodiment of silence, then whatever comes out from the mouth is jewels, and that is called basant. And so Baba says, Baba is roop and basant. And so with the power of silence and in the state of introspection, we also become Roop and Basant. Roop means the embodiment of silence, the form of silence. And Basant means the one who shares the like spring brings flowers and also emerges jewel. So we also become embodiment of silence with Rupa and Basant. And so in this way the mind, experimenting on the mind means mind is positive, pure, powerful, and it creates vibrations and changes the atmosphere, and the thoughts reach others. It becomes like a wireless, because at that state of mind is voiceless stage. Not only mouth is voiceless, but the mind is voiceless. Keep quiet means no voice, no sound. Shut, that is so. But this is the state of voicelessness. It's complete pure. And that state of mind is like a wireless sending to others. Message reaching quickly, not with words, but through the touchings, inspirations. And in this state, what you want to say, to tell them something, they ask, do you want me to do that? This is what used to happen with when we used to come to Baba, that Baba wants us to go somewhere for service, or Baba wants us that we should do this particular job. And sitting in front of Baba, and it just his drishti and his vibrations and the great enthusiasm will come and say, Baba, would you like me to do that? Would you like me that I should go there? It's without speaking. No? This was the power of the mind. Then the mind gives inspiration to others. And this was introspection. Baba did not want to hear many stories. Last days, even the news, no? There was time when Baba used to hear with a great deal, we used to give all the details, no? To ask what every question, every picture in 58, 59 was the time when even a student, you know, that if we have attended a student and we asked him to fill, the student had to fill in the form. There were 7 questions. And he would take the form in front of Baba. And in detail Baba would ask, what was his question, what he said and what he filled in the form. And then Baba would check every question and would ask, okay, what reply you will give to this? How will you handle? This was feeling the pulse of the student. What subject you will talk to the student? Do they follow? What did they receive from that? So there were 7 different questions, and then seeing this form, Baba would give direction. Now explain to this student on this, start with this particular point. So much interest, and in that way communication. You go for 10 minutes, but even you can spend with Baba half an hour chatting and talking and giving. Baba would give explanation, or then when you have attended student, Baba would like listen, would take interest what you were speaking, what the student was speaking. And the time when in Madhuban now, where we have this history hall, there used to be tents, no, small, their course was given. And Baba used to walk and listen what we are talking, how we are explaining to the students. And next day Baba would speak the Murli. And then when the exhibition came, And then every evening we would come and we speak about this is the question and answer. And then for 3-4 days, Baba would give the explanation on the particular questions that student had asked and whether we had explained properly, but how more detail and with depth we have to explain. So it used to be training. But last few years, Baba would speak in the class with force, with that means with very much detail, but listening the detail though, and give signal also. So that the power of Baba also wanted that there should be balance. You have a sound, you have the balance of speech and silence. Give first fill in the power yourself in silence and then speech. And then Baba also used to say, before the student comes, sit in silence. Create the atmosphere. What you are going to do is, you are going to plant the seeds of knowledge. The seeds, these are the eternal seeds. And so you have to prepare the land. And so automatically it will make us introspective. And now service is increased, rush here, rushing there, this activity, that activity, phone call, 10 things are happening and student is waiting. And then you go and attend. Impact is different. And so this is what it is. In order to really give the experience, first we generate experience within the self. So create the power of silence. So this is what is like preparing the land. And through introspection, introvertness, it is just like anything which is negative automatically becomes positive, because this is like a processor, no? Automatically things are processed. You just put in a processor. Purified, transformed. Gross things become subtle. Negative become positive. Weak things which are making weak make you realize your inner strength. Intellect wandering with others connect intellect with Baba. And so this is like experimenting in introspective and then generating the power of silence. So it is not only silence of the mouth. Introspection helps us to have the silence of the eyes, silence of the ears and the silence of the lips. Because it is first it became the silence of the mind. Otherwise the silence is of the mouth is there, the lips is there, but the silence of the ear and the silence of the eyes and mind is not there. And so it does not generate the atmosphere. It saves the time, it saves the energy, it's beneficial. Energy is not wasted. And also we have not spent time in waste gossip. So it is very beneficial. But the real introspection is very powerful. And this is called like being in a cave. The outer atmosphere is not influencing you. And so many sannyasis and gurus sit deep in a cave for many days in tapasya. And after this cave, this person comes and the face is very bright. And so this is what is when we are practicing this introspection, then there is great joy because it's not monotonous. Because this is inner organs are engaged with Baba, no? Mind is man-mana bhavam. Is focused on Baba and enjoying Baba's qualities. In this silence, you see with these eyes, the light, with the light and sight of the third eye. Anything you see in state of introspection, of course, these eyes are seeing, but it is with the light, with the sight, it's with divine sight you are seeing. And then it's called divine insight. And this is why then the negative becomes positive. You hear with these ears, and by hearing you are using these ears, but the sound echoes what Baba has told us. So the words of Baba then bring the meaning. So then you transform the words. The words do not disturb you, but brings the significance. That is introspection. So it is not that you do not communicate with others. Introspection and introvertness does not mean that you cut off with others, or you are so serious that nobody dares to approach you. No. Introspection it brings an inside the power as well as lightness, cheerfulness. But you are not wasting your time in anything. So the power of silence can be experienced in the state of introspection, like a laboratory. And then you can experiment on the sickness of the body. Mind, it is very clearly, we see the more we think of all these positive, pure things, the mind is becoming pure and powerful. But you can also experiment the physical body. When there's the inner introspection is there, there's no fear of sickness, there's not worry of sickness. Because of detachment, it's the power to clear the accounts with great joy. And so suffering are reduced. There might be still reaction, the bodily pain is there, because of the matter is imbalanced. There's still some account is settled with matter by matter. You need some medicine in order to clear the account with matter, with physical sickness. You need some medicine, some matter to balance it. But there's no more suffering. Might be pain in your physical organs, but then it's not affecting your mind. And so the sickness from gallow to a thorn, these big things, becomes very small. Extroverted person will make others also worried and will speak many times about the same. Even if the past, the operation had happened, the sickness is gone, the health has come back, and keeps speaking even after 20 years, and still has the same pain which is gone already. Health has come back, but he is speaking about the sorrow that he had 20 years ago. And talking to all this doctor and this medicine, still remembers all the medicine and all the things. In extrovertedness, the energy is focused on the body. In introvertedness, the energy is focused on result, essence. And so then and it's like a game. Brahma Baba also went through physical sickness. Mama went through physical sickness. Dadi Janakis and Dadis, you see practical example in front of us. And then it is, with introspection, the situation becomes like a game. Brahma Baba had an operation at the age of 82. And after the operation, certainly, before operation, a little bit worry was there of the senior sisters and brothers. And seeing their face, little bit worried, you know, Baba said, "What are you thinking?" And one of the sisters said, "Baba, I'm just thinking it's the age, you know, it's the costume is old." And Baba says, "Have you forgotten the first lesson?" "No, Baba, I know, I am a soul, I haven't forgotten." "No, you have forgotten the first lesson, haven't you? What is this body? It's a costume. So I am going to give to the tailor to do the patchwork. And the tailor knows the best where to cut it and where to put the new patch." So there is not any kind of fear, and also taking away the fear of others. So then after the operation, one of the sisters was going to Pune praying, and so she thought, it was in Bombay, Baba had an operation, and doctor had said, let him rest, and nobody should disturb. And so certainly nobody wanted to go and talk to Baba. But then the curtain was there, and she just peeped in. She said, "Only just I want to see the face, and so when I go back, others would ask me how was Baba's health, and so at least I can say that I have seen and I see the face and what." And so Baba says, "Who is there?" "So come, bachi, come." I said, "No, Baba, I'm just going back." And he says, "Okay, tell that doctor has the tailor did very good job." So doctor had good operation. His tailor did good, very good job. And at that time, whatever fruit or things were there, Baba sent it. So it was lightness. So there's not worry. So this is the experimenting, that state of deep silence, powerful silence, with great joy. Introspection as well as intoxication. It's balance. Introspection is not that I do not talk to anybody, I cut off with everyone. Okay, you can observe silence and others know that yes, you are in silence. But introspection you can practice many, many days. Because that's the inner silence. Silence of the mind and silence of the eyes and silence of the ears and the sweetness of the mouth. Through introspection is transformation in relationship. The bitter relationship changes into sweet relationship. The bondages can be cut off. When we are extroverted, then sense organs becomes like scissors. A cut creates harm in others, creates disharmony. The words are like an arrow. Tongue is sharp, can hurt others. But in introspection, it's before this tongue comes out, because it's behind the castle, no? 32 bricks. Behind the castle is 2.5 inch tongue, no? So with introspection, it first sees. So this is why Baba says, not only just think before you speak, generally say think before you speak, but Baba says, think before you think. When we are thinking, we are thinking of the impressions of others, no? What are we thinking? How do the thoughts emerge? It's the impressions. And so when we are repeating these thoughts, then certainly reaction will come. And so before the reaction, before the thinking is checking, in introspection, it is checking the thoughts. Not only these organs, but checking my own thoughts and checking and changing them. So am I thinking positively? Am I thinking well-wishing thoughts? So introspection cleans our heart, and then it is not only a mirror, but it's a clean mirror. Reflects everything very powerfully. So let us experience of silence now, of the silence of the soul world, silence of Brahmalok, silence of sweet home. With the power, with constant introspection, this silence becomes very powerful. And so, silence of sweet home. And when I am in my sweet home, what am I? Just a point of light, a dot, a sparkling star, a point of light in the world of light. I am a shining star in the center of my forehead. A pure and peaceful being. A being of light. I am residence. My residence is the land of silence, the region of silence. Beyond the world of sound, the world of matter, my eternal home sweet and silent. I experience this silence. Silence of Nirvana. Thank you. in this silence, I experience the purity of my mind. The silence of Brahmaloka in the world of silence. It's the experience of supreme relationship with the Supreme Soul. Baba, Baba belongs to me. Blissful silence, supreme silence. Perfect silence. This silence makes me realize my true nature is peace. My religion is peace. Pure, peaceful soul. My natural nature, my personality is that of peace. This peace is filled with inner joy. I enjoy peace. Blissful peace, powerful peace. Vibrating peace, creating the atmosphere of deep silence, sweet silence. A pure and peaceful soul. blissful soul. Every breath I take is filled with peace. As I breathe in, I breathe in silence. As I breathe out, it spreads the vibrations of silence. Pure, and peaceful. So, oh,